As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
To be the champs, you got to beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
There is no position in professional sports more in the spotlight than being a quarterback.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Chiefs are chasing Josh Allen. He throws it up for grabs, and the pass is incomplete.
Anybody that's out there placing season-ending loss on the lap of Josh Allen is way off.
Today's guests. Chiefs center Creed Humphrey, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix, former NFL executive Joe Banner, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I got to tell you, I'm a happy guy today. I don't know what it is. The endorphins might be flying. I actually dragged my bones out of bed, did a workout. I have no idea what it is. I got a lot of coffee, but it's also good in our hood. You know what I mean? Like, it's good in our hood. I'm seeing What the Football being aggregated all over the place. Pete Carroll with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. Marshall Faulk, too. Love that we're plugging stuff into our system here on the Roku Sports Channel or the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, terrestrial radio. Love seeing all of the consumption. Even if Bill Burr is accusing me of being two-faced when he sits here in this chair saying that I'm a company man when it comes to the National Football League refereeing of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just great having Bill Burr here. I love him. He's great.
And we're not brothers.
We're not.
We're not
just
brothers
because
with
we're
Bill
bald.
Burr.
Bald, and I've
white
got a
guys.
Beard.
Yeah, we're not.
I am definitely not a brother
not
of Bill Burr.
Bill Burr's brother.
But he's. I feel like we're part of the same family here. And we've got a great show in store for you. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've got a member of the Kansas City Chiefs defending twice over Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Creed Humphrey is going to join us in about 18 minutes time. He moves people and cars. And so lots to talk about with Creed. Then we're going to start turning the page to post-Super Bowl conversations. Or next week, part of the conversation could be the NBA trade deadline. Chris Mannix is going to be here in studio. Bronny James got called up by the Lakers, played in the against the Sixers in a nationally televised game. Didn't do so well, but Bronny James is part of the conversation today. Jimmy Butler, what's going on with him? Chris Mannix in studio. Hour number three, Joe Banner is going to join us. A longtime friend of this program, hired Andy Reid, hired Howie Roseman, hired Sean McDermott, and also back in the day had a part in hiring Dan Quinn. So the guy knows how to create championship teams. And he called his shot about this being the Chiefs' decade back in 2020 when he phoned into this program. So we figured let's get Joe back on here and talk to him about all the coaching hirings and the coaching carousel that's going around. Again, Pete Carroll appeared in his only to-date one-on-one nationally televised and podcasted interview talking about the Raiders and what's going on there. That's it. Again, What the Football, wherever you get your podcast, check it out on our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you over there, Christopher.
Hey.
I've set the table.
Yeah, your table's set.
Thank you, sir. I'm ready to eat. Oh, good.
Let's go.
Jay Felly, how are you?
Hey.
Good to see you. What's up, Rich? I just need to make sure you're aware there's a new drop of Liam Cohen saying the county where the Jacksonville Jaguars are.
You're Duval. Where?
You know, and it's kind of funny how he says it in a very spooky manner, like it's October 31st.
Duval.
The ghost of Jacksonville present on the program, and TJ Jefferson as well. Good to see you, TJ.
You know, we got Creed coming, so I say we welcome him with arms wide open.
Hey. I'm going to ask him, do you think he is named after Creed the band?
I hope so.
He was born in 99.
Oh, Without question.
You think he is? I'm going to ask him point blank.
Rich, Jars of Clay, I believe, came out in 1999.
Are you serious? So, okay. We'll ask him. Are your parents big Creed fans? No, you're Creed. So, you welcome with arms wide open.
His dad said, my sacrifice was him giving up the name he wanted to name him.
Scott Stapp, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been, TJ, don't take this in the wrong way.
No,
I've been thinking of you a lot.
Oh, okay.
I have been.
It's
not just because the no contest wrestling is going to Royal Rumble this weekend. That doesn't matter. Don't worry. People will know.
Don Bowie and I were working on a way to tease that for the pod, and you just.
That's all right.
That's cool.
People are still going to.
Right, plus one, can I come? Is there room in the carry on? I mean,
I'll hold your bags.
I think Don's the plus one.
Anyway, we're getting it out there. Everyone, check out No Contest Wrestling later on, you and O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Special guest today, too.
Very good. Is that somebody you can mention?
Yeah, I'll mention it.
Who is it?
Her name is Nia Jax, former world champion.
Fantastic. Table set. But I am thinking about you a lot.
I like that.
You know why?
Because I didn't answer a text?
No.
Oh.
No, because you are representative of a lot of people in these football-loving United States of America right now. Because I'm
a man of the people, Rich.
I'm going to take a different approach. I don't think you're going to see this approach anywhere.
Okay.
And that's saying a lot, because there's a lot of people talking right now in this mosh pit of 12 to 3 Eastern in sports talk.
Yeah, a lot shouldn't.
And information. The likability factor of these teams playing in Super Bowl 59. And who's rooting for whom? And the way I'm looking at it is the matchup between the two Steph Currys of the National Football League. And by that, I mean Patrick Mahomes, first up. He was the guy who chews on his mouth guard.
I think that's Invisalign, actually.
Oh, it is Invisalign. Very good. Whatever it is. It is Invisalign. So he chews on his Invisalign and Steph chews on his mouth guard. But remember when Mahomes started winning for the first time? And we're getting introduced to him, and he's as likable as they come. And we absolutely fell in love with him and got to meet his family. And now he's a dad. You know, Steph is a dad. We haven't seen Mahomes bring his kids yet to a press conference as Mahomes did. As Steph did back in the day.
Because Riley Curry dominated, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
True.
She was the GOAT.
She's probably a teenager now.
Oh, yeah, she is.
But the interesting aspect of it is right now, Mahomes is in the Steph Curry phase of winning too much for people who used to really like him. And now people are kind of getting tired of seeing Mahomes make the championship round every year, and you're wondering how they're doing it, you're wondering how long it's going to last. And despite how likable he may be as a human himself, you're kind of having to remember there was some Warriors fatigue after a while.
Well, that was because of Kevin Durant.
There might have been Durant and Draymond Green or what have you.
Yeah.
But so I'm just saying that Mahomes is in that Curry phase of his career right now. And the new Steph Curry, who's at the beginning of his ascension, is Saquon Barkley. And Barkley actually did the night-night pose on the Commanders. And that's when I saw that. I'm like thinking to myself, we've got another wonderfully likable player, and you're seeing him with his daughter, just like Steph, right? With his kids, and you're seeing the family out there and you're seeing this beautiful faces and beautiful family. And, you know, Saquon does this handshake with his daughter. And what's not to like? What's not to like? And it's two different phases of the Curry experience in the NFL right now. And I'm just wondering, is Saquon's curriness enough to bring people to the side of the Philadelphia Eagles when Super Bowl 59 kicks off? Because I'll tell you what, and I'm being straight up, I couldn't be more honest when I say this to Philadelphia fans. Not a lot of people like you out there. It's straight up.
The fans?
Yeah.
They have a rough rap. The whole
experience. You know, the head coach who's yelling it all the time. He's kind of calmed it down a little bit this year, Sirianni.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
And the E-A-G-L-E-S, the singing, the NFC East hates them. They love themselves. And they're, you know, like the gritty, Rocky Balboa, Philadelphia sports scene. But outside the Northeast, I don't know how many people are rooting for him this year, unless they have full-on Chiefs fatigue.
Right.
And the Chiefs fatiguers are going to start wearing green. Because Saquon is 100% someone to root for. So is Jalen Hurts, I might add.
Saquon has made Eagles a lot more tolerable and likable.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
Except Giants fans.
Right.
Cowboys fans.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders fans.
True. Show. True.
Like, and you're a Penn Stater, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm thinking of you. And, of course, Chiefs fans, there's a lot of people who are beginning to grow tired of you, too. And that's part and parcel of the Super Bowl 59 matchup. I know I don't usually go negative here, but I'm wondering, who do you think people are rooting for the most coming into this Super Bowl? If we just pop it up as a poll question, who are you rooting for in a matchup that we saw 2 years ago? Who are you rooting for? You're rooting for the Chiefs, are you not, TJ Jefferson? You are the newest member of Chiefs Kingdom.
There's a clip going around social media of Jeff Daniels as the dude, and he's in the backseat of the car. Remember this scene? And he's telling the dude that he just hates the effing Eagles because the driver's playing the Eagles.
Okay.
So that clip's going around.
That's going around.
Like, that's me, for sure.
That's you.
Don't like
that. And are you rooting for the Eagles? Chris, I know this is a touchy subject because Chiefs fans think that you haven't given them their proper amount of flowers this year.
Which is insane.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I think I've been thinking about this a lot the last couple of days. Like, TJ, you bring it up all the time. The idea that we're alive right now to witness the greatness. Like, think about like our era. We get to witness not only like going right from Brady and the Manning era, which was amazing, and now into this quarterback era. And Mahomes and what they're doing is so phenomenal. Like, being able to witness that is pretty cool as a sports fan, mm-hmm. just like, as you like to say, Rich, writ large.
Yes.
But I mean, as a Pats fan, you're like, oh, man, because they're going to do something that we couldn't do. And, like, that's super frustrating. Yeah. And so you don't really want that. And you want the Eagles to win.
So I'm saying Patriots then, like, fans might be rooting for the Eagles because you don't want that. You don't want people to defray your...
Right, exactly. All the tweets I've been getting about, like, oh, the Patriots dynasty is literally being erased before our... Okay, we'll do it for 20 years first. And then, but also you bring up the Eagles fans things of it. And like, Eagles fans are such like fake New Yorkers in Boston. It's just so frustrating that like they think that they're on our level, which is super frustrating. And then,
wow.
So like that part of it is pretty frustrating.
Yeah, baby.
So it's like you're kind of rooting for the meteor. And that's like, that's what kind of what I was saying last week about this matchup is just so, you know? Where, like, it's not fun like any of the other matchups would have been.
How is watching Saquon run against this superb Chiefs defense through Chris Jones towards Nick Bolton into the secondary with McDuffie and those top-notch players in Reed? And
the Saquon element of it, which is super fun because it's been such an awesome season. I've been saying for months that he should be the MVP. And so, like... it's like I'm 50.1% Eagles and four, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, Raiders fans are rooting for the Eagles, right?
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no Charger fan that rooting for the Chiefs here.
No.
There's no Broncos fans rooting for the Chiefs here, right?
The Raiders about the Chiefs the way the Cowboys feel about the Eagles. It's the same thing.
You can't have it.
And you're right. Like, Saquon's so likable that
he's like the
just puts it over.
He's like the Steph Curry coming out of Davidson, drafted where he was drafted and becoming a star. Even though Saquon was a star in college and Saquon was a star in New York City that the Giants let walk to Philadelphia, he's just so damn likable. He might be the most likable Philadelphia athlete in the history of Philadelphia athletes.
Well, Philly's most famous and likable athlete is a movie character.
Give it up. Who
just
you got?
Take my camera shot. Are you joking?
Okay.
How dare you?
By the way,
first
and again, ageist. That was 50 years ago.
It doesn't matter. He's still Dr. J.
It does matter. Okay, the most famous Philadelphia athlete movie character. Like, there's a statue literally of Sylvester Stallone. The actor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Saquon is so much cooler than that. Like, come on.
Anyway. I guess I forgot
all those years you lived in Philadelphia. My bad.
No, you're talking like you lived in Philadelphia. You're even from Pennsylvania. They think they're Boston and New York.
No, born in Pennsylvania, bro.
You're right about that, though.
I didn't mean Dr. J slander. You know how I feel
about
Well,
you know I'm going to like lose it when you try that. Like, I'm just going
to. I'm just trying to point out again that this is an aspect of Super Bowl 59 that's out there, you know, and we're not. While we're waiting around to get to New Orleans, and 1 week from this very moment, we'll be off and running on our Super Bowl shows from New Orleans next week. We're very excited about that. And we're ready to roll. But put it out there, Chris, at Rich Eisen Show.
Let's do it.
Who are you rooting for?
Who are you rooting for?
Now, you thought it would be 80-20 Eagles.
I think it's going to be heavy.
Why?
Well, that was the first question.
Swifties are out there too, which is another reason why people are like,
"Rich, no disrespect, I don't know that
Swifties
aren't voting in our poll."
Excuse me. They're everywhere. Number one,
I don't.
And you know,
I think the Eagles win this. I don't know if it's going to be a landslide, but I think the Eagles.
Win, but not 80-20.
Yeah, the Eagles win. I think.
And by the way, I said Jeff Daniels.
Why?
Earlier, Jeff Bridges, of course, as Pigabowski, the dude.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah,
but you know, Rich, you know what's funny? It's about having this fatigue. Adam, the other day, you know, Adam's a little younger than
us. He's a Bears fan. He's rooting for the Chiefs.
Well, Adam asked me. He goes, "Let me ask you." He goes, "Was there Jordan and the Bulls fatigue back in the day?" And
oh, I was my like, God! Are you kidding me?
I'm saying because of his age, he lived there. He didn't know. I'm like, dude, yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Was Bulls fatigue like people?
Oh my
got
God!
And I love Michael Jordan, and I even was like. Okay, can someone else win?
I hated every Chicago Bull except Michael Jordan. And he's the one that was ripping out my heart and showing it to me, pumping the most. I hated Pippen. I hated Coach. Name him. Who is it? Williams? What was his name?
Brian Williams. Bison Daley?
Rest in peace.
Name them all. Who are some of the backups?
Stacey King.
Yeah, all the people.
Horace Grant.
Bill Cartwright.
Well, Bill was a former Nick. I didn't hate him.
Randy Brown. Judd Bushler. You hated Bushler?
I hated Judd Bushler.
Dude, yes, I did. I hated all of them. I hated Phil Jackson.
Tex Winter?
Oh, come on.
Let me tell you something.
You can hate Tex.
I started hating the shape of triangles. I started disliking shapes. Get out of here.
Anything with three sides, you're just like, I'm out.
Rich? Are you kidding me? Patrick Ewing was having one big, huge roadblock and going into Chicago, Gary Glitter going into Chicago, listening to all that. The voice of the Knicks being the voice of all their championships and Marv. It was awful. Terrible. Are you kidding me?
I get it.
I'm glad I wasn't walking around and him wondered, was there Bulls fatigue? Yeah, Adam, there was Bulls fatigue.
Ron Harper would like a word.
Ron Harper.
Excuse me. I became one of the biggest fans of the White Sox ever.
Craig Hodges.
I'm like, you go play baseball, Mike. Get out of here. Look at that shot of Patrick trying to guard Michael and, you know, good Lord.
Shout out to JoJo English.
Trying the keyword. Okay.
So I understand. That's why I'm kind of starting the show this way.
John Paxson ain't did nothing.
Oh, God. Except make three-pointers when he did no business.
Oh, Adam just texted me that Will Perdue is online, too.
Will Perdue.
It's fine. Get him on. I'll tell him how much I dislike. Bill Wennington, former St. John's. Bill Wennington. I rooted for him in the Big East, and then he scored 2 points on the day Jordan dropped 55 in the Garden.
Right. And then had the audacity, to
pass to a St. John Redmond and beat the Knicks. I hated them.
Didn't he have the audacity to say he and Mike combined for 57?
Yeah, I know. All right. How do we get on that? Okay. At Rich Eisen Show, go ahead and vote. I'm curious to know. All right.
Okay.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. You chime in. Anyone would call and tell me who you're all rooting for and why. Let's
John,
do it.
John Sally's at the back door.
This is what it's for.
Spider.
God, hate him too. I tell him to his face. Rodman, good Lord, did I hate him.
You did not hate Chief Robert Parrish, the chief. You
couldn't have. Oh, all this. Don't go down the Celtics road. Don't go down the Celtics road. I hated them all.
We played for the Bulls at the end.
Honestly, ML Carr is one of my Jerry Sheesting, all of them. I hated them.
I hated Jerry Sheesting.
All of them. Like, dude, just get off
of Rich. Jack Haley's a good man.
Get off of Larry. But no, you're now going down the roster now, aren't you?
I am.
All right, we'll take a break.
Dickie Simpkins? Like, he wanted some. Come on.
Creed Humphrey's next.
With arms wide open.
He's joining us next from the Kansas City Chiefs. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you. That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Let's talk Live Good, people. We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. That's why I want to introduce you to Live Good, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head. LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. You're going to love it. Collagen peptides, energy endurance electrolytes, organic coffee. Yeah, coffee, organic super greens, protein powder, weight loss products, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Well, we're waiting for the Zoom waiting room to give us arms wide open. You were playing some Creed during the commercial break.
I love some good Creed.
That commercial, was it last year for Paramount Plus with Tua? Yeah.
Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year because I think the Super Bowl was on CBS and Paramount Plus last year.
Yeah.
Where they had Sir Patrick Stewart. Thomas Lennon.
Oh, that's right.
And Drew Barrymore in Creed, Stewie. Man, that was hilarious. And there's Creed, you know?
So Creed Humphrey was born June 28th, 1999, and Arms Wide Open wasn't released until April of 2000. So unless he was like a year without a name, it might be unlikely.
Well, I mean, so when did Creed, so that was the first Creed hit?
No, but that was their, yeah, that was
wasn't
their,
it the second album though?
That was their big hit though, right?
I think that was the second album. Hmm. So there's still a chance.
There's still a chance. All right, well, I have been told that he appeared on stage with Creed this year.
That makes sense.
That's amazing.
There's video of it. Do we have it? I believe that's where, there it is. He went to, there he is. There's Creed on stage with Creed.
Oh, that's true. My Own Prison came out in May of 97. So that's,
yeah.
That's, yeah, so that's possible.
Fantastic.
Still got a chance.
Look at that, man. He's out there.
Well, their second album.
Oh, man. Okay. So he was with them the whole thing.
That's a big dude.
I mean, Creed Humphrey's a big dude.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Rich, I was telling these guys one day.
What were you telling these guys?
One of the times that Ashton was hosting Saturday Night Live, Creed was a musical guest. So I got to sit and listen to them for about 4 days in a row. Oh, just
amazing.
Play My Sacrifice.
It's not enough days.
They performed at that charity event where I'm an actor.
That's right.
2 years ago, and it was unbelievable.
Kevin Rahm?
Yeah. Scott Stapp
Didn't
was
Scott
there.
Scott Stapp play?
Scott Stapp was there and played all the hits for like 15
Scott
minutes.
Scott Stapp. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Creed Humphrey will be joining us shortly from the Kansas City Chiefs. Who are you rooting for, Chiefs or Eagles? Where are we currently standing right now? Just first blush on our poll question.
Early results. We're not going to call anything yet. Early results.
It's not. I hope not. We got 2.5 hours to go.
Well, you never know. You know, election night, it's like 6:01, and then they announce the state already, and you're like, can we get more than 1% coming in?
Yes.
59% Eagles, 40% Chiefs.
Holden in Fresno, California. Let's get to take him. Is he Holden right now? He's on hold. He's
Holden.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got me?
Yeah, we're here, Holden. You're on the air, Holden. What's up, bud?
He's no longer Holden.
It's got to be Eagles, man. You know, I went for the Chiefs the first time when Andy Reid and the Chiefs were taking on the Niners in Miami. Longtime Raiders fan. Hate the Chiefs. Hate the Niners a little more. Loved Andy Reid. Had to go for him there.
So, wait a minute. So you were a Raider fan rooting for the Chiefs the first time against the Eagles?
I strongly disliked the 49ers. The Battle of the Bay was real in my family.
Okay.
Carried over to baseball. A's Giants. Couldn't do it.
So because it was the Niners, your Raider fandom dislike of the Chiefs trumped your Raiders fan dislike of the 49ers, is what you're saying.
I think a big part of it was also Andy Reid being the coach. And I always felt bad for him in Philadelphia. I was like, I liked him, loved watching the teams, always got there, just never finished it. And I was like, you know. Finally got the opportunity, and it was Mahomes was like the shiny new toy at that time. Nobody was tired of him just destroying their teams yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, Holden in Fresno, appreciate that. Now Holden is no longer Holden; he's already made his peace. But we're done with the puns.
We're never done with the puns. Come on,
he accuses me of being. You're an ageist.
Yeah, but he admitted that though.
He's an ageist.
I am an ageist. Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand it. You're going to be an old man one day too. Not
right, and I shouldn't be allowed to do anything.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with
you? So stupid. As dumb as it gets. All right, we have Arms Wide Open right now for one of the best at the position. Center, Kansas City Chiefs, getting ready for yet another Super Bowl. Creed Humphrey, courtesy of Sleep Number. Good to see you, Creed. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Not much. You know, just enjoying this day off.
Recording in progress.
For... you know, the week ahead, practicing, all that stuff. So getting excited about it.
Okay, Creed. Were you named after the band Creed?
You know, I'm really not sure. I need to find that out for my parents. I know my dad is a big fan of Creed, so there's definitely a possibility.
You have never in your life asked your parents, why am I named Creed? Is that what you're saying, Creed Humphrey? You've never.
I have, but I've always gotten a roundabout answer. You know, it's never been a direct answer, so I'm not sure.
I don't mean to pry. I mean, this is personal stuff. What do you mean you get a roundabout answer? What does that sound like when you say, why am I named Creed?
Yeah, I feel like it's a different answer every time. But, you know, yeah, they were big fans of Creed. I know that growing up. So
okay.
I'm sure that's definitely part of it.
Now, I know you have met Creed and you have been on the stage with Creed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When was this?
They came in this season, did a show in Kansas City, and, you know, I got connected with them. So it was really cool. All the guys in that band are great. Great dudes. It was fun to get to meet them and, you know, get to know them and enjoy this moment with the crowd too. It was awesome.
Yeah. And what are you saying there? What are you're just talking to the crowd? You're giving shout outs? What was that?
Yeah. And they had me pick out a person in the crowd to give a free guitar to. So, you know, picked this kid right here. It was great. He enjoyed it. He brought a ton of energy, man. He was hyping everybody up.
That is so cool. I love it, man. And do you have a favorite Creed song? Creed Humphrey.
Oh, there's so many good ones. I would probably say my Sacrifice is probably my favorite one. I think it's a classic. It's hard to beat. Uh-huh. There's so many good ones.
You give approval, Jason?
Yeah, that's
Feller?
My favorite too.
Is that right?
That's what we were literally saying song. During the break.
Yeah. Exactly.
We were playing it during the break. Oh,
that's your okay.
That's my jam.
That's your jam. It's Creed Humphrey's jam too. Who's in charge of the music in the Chiefs locker room? Creed.
Oh. You know, I'm not really sure. I think it's Chris Jones. I'm not positive. I usually have headphones in listening to music, so I'm not sure, to be honest. But yeah.
So it's a what a an all pro thing. It's a Pro Bowl thing. It's a seniority thing. What is it there?
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume probably seniority thing. You know, he's been in the program so long that he kind of gets to, you know, run a lot of things, I think. So I think he's the one that does the music. I'm not positive, though.
What's it like going against him in practice, Creed?
Yeah, not fun. You know, that dude's a stud. You know, he's a freak in nature. So, you know, you have your hands full with them every training camp when we're practicing against each other. It's a battle every day.
So when you showed up, who was the one setting standards where you're like, okay, I get it. I know what it means to be a Kansas City Chief. I know what it means to be a professional. I know what they expect of me. Who was the one setting standards for you when you first showed up in Kansas City, Creed?
Yeah, you know, I think you look at that core group with, you know, Pat, Travis, Chris, you know, Butker, James Winchester, all these guys that have, you know, just been around for so long. You know, I think those are the guys that kind of, you know, help create that culture and help sustain the culture, you know, throughout, you know, roster changes, all those things. You know, I think it's a culture that they've kind of built and maintained, and it's been impressive to see.
So obviously a quarterback and a center have got to be, you know, close. They got to be tight, literally in proximity on the field, off the field, I imagine as well. How did Mahomes welcome you, wait for it, with arms wide open, Creed?
Thank you. Oh, it was great. You know, meeting Pat for the first time, it was awesome. It was one of those things, you know, just, hey, excited that you're here. Let's get to work. And, you know, for me, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I like to get to work, you know, so it was awesome to get around him. Obviously, you know, he's a great leader, a great guy to have around, great teammate, a great friend too off the field. So he's an incredible human being, and it's been awesome to get to, you know, grow our relationship over these past 4 years.
What's the one thing tip he gave you or arm around you he gave you that has lasted the longest, that helped you at the time, and it's something that continues to linger for you at this point?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, we break down film together a couple of times a week, and, you know, just seeing how he goes through, you know, studying film and things like that. It's something I picked up on quick, and, you know, just understanding how he does it and, you know, how focused he is during that time. It's something that really stood out to me, and I've kind of taken that from him.
Creed Humphrey here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we'll get to Sleep Number in a moment here. So, I mean, three Super Bowls in a row, man. You know this is not normal, right? Correct? You know that?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I was telling the young guys in the locker room last week, I was like, you know, this – it seems like kind of standard here at Kansas City, but, you know, you have to realize how hard it is to win in this league and to, you know, sustain this level of winning. It's dang near impossible. So, you know, just you know, don't take anything for granted. You know, it's been crazy, you know, being in the league for 4 years, going into my third Super Bowl, been in four AFC championships. You know, that's definitely, like you said, not normal. So, you know, I'm really blessed to be in this position.
Yeah, I know. I just love how you say the young guys. You're in year four, man. I mean, you were quite literally just getting started with your career.
Yeah, right now, you know, it's crazy. So, it doesn't feel like, you know, you're playing a lot of games every year, but yeah.
What is the challenge here for you? I mean, again, you've been there, you've done it, and staying, you know, iron, I know, sharpens iron here, but what is the challenge for you taking on an Eagles team? Jalen Carter's going to be right across from you pretty much the entire night in a couple Sundays, Creed. What is it?
Yeah, you know, they're extremely talented, you know, from the D-line all the way to the DBs. You know, the entire defense is extremely talented, extremely well-rounded too, so it's going to be a great challenge for us, you know, and we're excited to get to work and, you know, put the game plan together and, you know, get down in New Orleans and play the game. So we're really pumped about it, but we know it's going to be a tough challenge. They're a really good team.
And what is Andy Reid's message to the team? Has he delivered one yet? I know you're 10 days away, but you're about to go, so.
Yeah, you know, for us, it's, you know, we don't have much left in the season. You know, there's less than 2 weeks left in the season, so sacrifice what you're willing to sacrifice to be able to put yourself in the best position. So that's kind of our big message right now, is do everything you can and leave it all on the line for this game. And, you know, don't have any regrets after the game. So that's kind of our thing. Don't think, well, I could have done this better. I could have done this better in preparation. So for us, it's, you know, doing everything we can right now to be the best prepared we can going into the game.
When do you go? When are you going to get going? Sunday, right? Monday?
Yeah, we leave Sunday.
Okay, so, yeah. And how many tickets are you, like, what's that sort of thing for you? You might, again, this is old hat for you now, but I mean, how many people are coming? Who's in the Creed Humphrey party here?
Yeah, we got a few coming. Got a few family members coming, so it'll be a big group there. They're excited about it. You know, I've always had big groups come out and support me to the Super Bowl, so it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm excited for them to get to go experience it again. It's going to be a good time.
Creed Humphrey here on the Rich Eisen Show. There's a narrative out there. Creed, I got to hit you with it since you are a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a narrative that there's a 12th man for the Chiefs, and it's the head referee of any game that's calling the Chiefs. What do you say to people who think that there's an NFL or a zebra thumb on your side of the scale when you play these games? Creed.
Yeah, you know, I don't really listen to any of that stuff much. You know, for me, it's focusing on what we can do, how we can prepare our best way to put ourselves in the best position. You know, it takes all 11 guys on the field to be able to do that. So for us, it's about, you know, making sure we limit mistakes that we make and make sure we're the most prepared team going into a game.
So it doesn't piss you off, is what you're saying?
You know, I just kind of ignore it. For me, it's something that you just kind of don't need to listen to, so I don't listen to it. But yeah, for me, it's just worrying about what we can do in our room to put ourselves in the best position to win.
So the head ref of the Super Bowl, Ron Torbert, didn't set up the Zoom for you, Creed? He's not there. He's not right next to you, you know, serving you breakfast or lunch or something like that.
He's cooking over here right now for me.
Okay. Well, tell him I said hi, Creed. You know, it just seems that there is a general sense of that there's got to be something other than your guys' ability to keep winning football games, close football games, or your excellence, that there is a general sense out there that there's got to be something other than that, Creed. You know, that's what I'm gathering from a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, I think when there's sustained success this long, you know, it's not supposed to happen in the league. So for it to happen like this, it's an incredible thing. And, you know, people can say what they believe or what they want to think. And, you know, but it's just been a great ride, you know, for me in Kansas City to be able to be a part of this stuff. It's been awesome.
I was my way of kind of setting you up. You could have said it's your sleep number bed, right, Creed? You could have said that.
That is key. That is definitely key for recovery. I will say that. Yeah.
Walk me through your relationship with sleep number, Creed.
Yeah, so, you know, I started sleeping on a Sleep Number smart bed my rookie year. And right from the beginning, you know, I could tell a difference in just how much better I slept and how much better I felt waking up, not only physically, but also mentally. You know, just more mental clarity throughout the day and more alertness. And then obviously with sleep, you get the right amount of recovery, the right amount of sleep. Your body feels so much better too. So it's definitely something that's helped me throughout my career so far in my 4 years of being in the league. And it's something that I, you know, think has been a huge key in my improvement throughout my career and been a huge key in my preparation too.
Yeah, I mean, two-time Super Bowl champ, three-time Pro Bowler. Obviously, something's going on with you other than just winning. And so everybody should check out your Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com and check it out. They advertise on this show, so I kind of know the talking points myself off the top of my head, Creed. So, again, yeah. you being out there with Creed, that's not like just auditioning for Taylor Swift to get you out on the stage for her next tour? Creed,
we might have to talk about that next. Yeah, we might have to talk about that next. See what we can do. I think it'd be great. But
I mean, if Kelsey's doing Top Hat numbers, right, for her, maybe, you know, getting the offensive line out there as well, right? I'm just saying.
No,
that's not a bad
idea.
It'd
definitely be fun. So yeah, it's definitely something we'll have to talk about.
You know, you could call it the new Creed tour. What do you think?
Perfect. Here we go.
Name it after you, man. Like, listen, this is, I know offensive linemen don't want to be seen or heard very much. So I'm here to pump you up, brother. I always appreciate your time. Oh yeah. Before I let you go, I know I only have a minute left. What was that scene with you pushing a car out of the snow a couple weeks ago, Creed? What happened with that one?
Yeah. I was at church, and yeah, you know, my girlfriend's friend's car got stuck in the snow, so we helped her push it out, and yeah, it ended up going a little bit more viral than we thought it would, but it was funny.
I mean, a few people kind of, you know, were talking about it, and like, this is your way of, I think, what, getting ready for the Texans, or you, is this your bye week? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Creed, you take care of yourself, brother. You be well. Okay. And I'll see you in New Orleans. Good luck. Enjoy the experience. As you know, it's such a rarity, even though it's not in your neck of the woods. But appreciate the time. Send my best to everybody there in Kansas City Red, and we'll chat again soon.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You got it. That's Creed Humphrey, everybody, right here, courtesy of Sleep Number on the Rich Eisen Show. There he goes. Back in the Zoom room with the headlinesman, right?
He's making breakfast right now.
How about, you know, Edelman's comments yesterday on this program went places where he's just like, hey, speaking as a Patriot, dynastic Patriot, you know, guess what? Just beat them. Be better on third down. Be better on defense. Be better on offense. Be better.
Okay. It's kind of like it seems simple, but we always say it. Like Chris's thing is, don't reach the ball out. Don't fumble. It seems simple enough, but these are the things that they don't do. They don't make these mistakes.
Because they're exceptionally well coached.
The phrase, Patriots never reach for the pylon, ever, with the football.
I think you could say arguably the two best coach teams this century.
Are the Patriots and the Chiefs.
Yeah, without question.
Situationally brilliant. Always better than you in the moment.
Always,
coming up with the right call.
Always buttoned up.
Coming up with the right call. Getting the flag at the right time.
Just because
you've breathed on their quarterback.
You make the mistakes.
Right.
Like not calling timeout on the goal line, forcing you to throw the ball into the end zone.
This guy over there.
You make the mistakes.
Also, we're sports fans, so we know this. When you're a star, you get the calls. You get the benefit of the doubt. Happens in basketball. Happens in football. It's just the way it is. We don't have to like it, but we all know it's true.
Here we go, baby. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll take your phone calls. Also still to come here on this program. He has zero sacks right there. Look at him, man. That's it.
That's hilarious.
I was after the...
Is that last year's parade?
No, that was 2 years ago after beating the Eagles with zero sacks.
Oh, man.
Rich Ackerman. Oh, no, pardon me. Andrew Bogish with a first hour of this program news update. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game, or as you can tell right around these times, an entire season. So you gotta be on your game. Science proves quality sleep can help you boost your reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. So why not do it for yourself? I do it. My sleep number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It is just 10 numbers apart, but being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out or for recovery, it's a game changer. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Limited time. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Love Hurts. Kiwi Kwan has had quite a career, from childhood roles in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the Goonies to a recent Academy Award win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But now, Kiwi finally stars as a leading man in the film Love Hurts. Love Hurts is the perfect date night movie with its mix of over-the-top action, comedy, and a ton of heart. Love Hurts, only at theaters February 7th.
You and your dad watch football, and for years this has been going on?
It's probably been only been, maybe, it's just been recently, maybe the last 3 years.
Okay,
something like
so what
that.
Happens?
We sit around, we watch the game, and whenever they have a shot of a head coach.
The cutaway.
Mm-hmm. We like to guess what that individual is like as a stepfather.
Brockman, who's up first? Who do we have up first here?
First up, Alabama head coach, Nick Saban.
Taking a look at Nick Saban.
Nick Saban is the kind of stepfather that, regardless of how different he may seem to you, in every single Christmas card photo, his hair has been the exact same since he married your mother. He's also the kind of stepfather that wears dress pants and then a white tank top undershirt all the time, unless he leaves the house and then he puts on the dress shirt.
Ohio State head coach, Urban Meyer.
What sort of stepdad would Urban Meyer be?
Urban Meyer is really the kind of stepfather that's just always kind of confused and is really can never remember anybody's name. He'll always call Bobby Stevie and Stevie Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy, Dad. That's Bobby. Whatever.
Former 49er head coach, current Michigan head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Be gentle here.
You be having a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going really great.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just all of a sudden gets a look on his face and he goes, "What was that?" And your heart just goes into your throat and you think you've said something horribly wrong. And you instantly start thinking about all the things that you could possibly be getting in trouble for.
Do we have Tom Sula?
We have a bonus line.
Yeah, got Tom Sula?
I've got your
current Niner head coach?
He is the kind of guy that he will be having a conversation with you and he'll never be looking at you. And he'll be going, "How was your day? You got a good day?" And you start telling him how your day was. And then he'll always go, "Hey, honey, what's for dinner?" No matter what you're talking about, can we try? Yeah, you'd be bearing your soul. Yeah.
So hold on a minute. So I'll be your stepson.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Richie, how was the day?
That was great. Dad, let me tell you about what was going on.
Hey, honey, have you seen the clicker? Where's the clicker?
I got it. Sorry, Richie.
No. I just was telling you about what I was doing in school. Me and my friends, we had this great time.
Hey, did you throw out the paper, honey? I didn't finish that crossword puzzle.
You gotta have a talk with your mother.
That gets me every time.
Have you seen the clicker?
Seen the clicker?
I've always called it a clicker. What do you guys call it?
Remote.
The remote.
Oh. Interesting.
My mom calls it the doojigger.
Wow, I would be careful how fast she said that.
No, stop. That's what she calls it.
Wow. Sorry, teacher.
That's what she calls it.
Are you seeing? Let's see. It's
made it worse.
Have you seen the clicker? So damn funny. Oh, there's a good phone call here for us. This is going to be good. What is our poll results as it currently stands right now?
Rich, the poll results, who are you rooting for? Very simple question. In the Super Bowl, Eagles Chiefs, 62% Eagles.
Carl Anthony Towns has chimed in.
You guys hate it when I'm right.
I mean,
back here on the Rich Eisen Show, don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. This one has potential. I don't know where this phone call is going to go. But any time that there's somebody says they have a question for Brockman, I'm interested. Linda in Dallas, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Linda?
Hi, Rich. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. What's on your mind?
Yesterday, I heard your award-winning journalist, Chris Brockman, mention the ticky-tack call on the Eagles in the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles. And it made me wonder, what constitutes a ticky-tack call?
Yeah.
And I'd like the opportunity to make a follow-up question, depending on how you answer that.
Okay.
So you think that wasn't a ticky-tack call. Is that what I'm getting at?
Well, no, I just want to know why you called it a ticky-tack call. What was your criteria?
When 50% of the people say, and the other half are like, yeah, but you can call it. That's pretty ticky-tack.
Okay. So the fact that there was a clear shot showing Juju's jersey being stretched, and the defender said he held him, you think it was ticky-tack.
What is he going to say after the fact?
That it wasn't a penalty. I didn't do it. I mean, that shouldn't be called. I shouldn't be flagged for this with 2-something change to go at the Super Bowl. That's what he could have said instead of saying they were right.
Some people take the high road. Some people don't.
Linda, do you take the high road?
No, I applaud him for taking the high road. But here's the thing. Some people were saying that at that moment, you shouldn't call that because you're sort of depriving us of the moment. But if you follow that logic, then that means if they didn't call it, the Eagles get the ball back. They start moving down the field and say, we commit pass interference. Should that not be called then?
Well, Linda, let's be honest. You wouldn't have been called for pass interference.
Oh, don't do that to Linda.
Hey, I can handle it because you know what? If they had not called the Dee Ford's offside penalty with a minute to go in the 2018
but he was
AFC
offsides. There's a difference between lining up offsides, which is a clear...
Linda's
aren't.
Saying
it's
that
not an interpretive call.
But it is not interpretive when somebody's yanking somebody's jersey and the player who's called for it says after the game, you're right, I did it.
Well, Josh Allen a first down is an interpretive, but it still became one.
And that player was going to be wide open in the end zone. I don't know if he would have caught it or not, but he definitely wasn't going to when that defender did that. And by the way, if that call against Dee Ford, where we intercepted the ball, had not been called, Patrick Mahomes would be going to his 6th Super Bowl in 7 years.
That would be insane. Thank you for the call, Linda. Call
nuts,
back, Linda.
Candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
But listen, man. She's on the right track here, which is there's a lot of stuff that's been called on the Chiefs that gets memory hold. Quite a bit. Including...
Like what?
The offensive offsides on Kadarius Toney, for instance.
Those aren't judgment calls.
But they're never called. Like, it's never called.
Because no one is stupid enough to do it.
Maybe so. Just a lot of stuff gets memory hold that's gone against the Chiefs. And I think what Linda a lot of stuff gets memory hold, pal.
Okay.
And you know what? I think Linda's onto something here. That the conversation about the refs putting their thumb on the scale, or in Bill Burr's case, that the NFL is putting a thumb on the scale. That's not going to go away between now and kickoff. And the fact that it's a repeat of 2 years ago when you're talking about the holding penalty that gave the Chiefs the opportunity to run the clock out and kick the field goal and not give the Eagles a chance to respond. That's going to be the entry point for this conversation over the next week and a half. That's going to be the entry point. 100%. But look what happened the last time this team faced one another. There was a penalty call that the whole country was either up in arms against or thought it should be properly called. You got to call it when you see it. And the guy who had it called on him admitted he did it.
That's all we talked about for 2 days after the Super Bowl.
I agree. I totally agree. Hour one in the books. You know, that's going to be part of the national conversation over the next week and a half. And Chiefs fans cannot stand it.
I just don't know how a Chiefs fan could objectively sit there and think that they don't get the majority benefit of the doubt on calls.
Because,
be objective. Like, take your fandom out of it and just sit there and be like, whoa.
6-5. Bills had 6 penalties. The Chiefs had 5.
Yeah, but that's not really the point. It's when they're called and what the call is. Like, totals, it's kind of, you're just apples to bricks there.
But the conversation, when it comes down to it, in that respect, and the reason why the Patriots fans didn't like it when it was used liberally against them, and is because it defrays their excellence at what they do, and it defrays their accomplishments.
Well, that's just people being haters.
And so I understand the pushback from the Chiefs fan base, especially since they remember when there was, I believe it was Kerry Collins who had the ball separated from him, and remarkably, Jeff Triplett, the head ref in the Titans-Chiefs game in Arrowhead, called that a forward progress being stopped, so it wasn't a fumble as the ball was being separated from
him. That was a terrible call. Was that 2019?
Awful.
Yeah, it was
like one of the worst calls ever. Ever. And it went against the Chiefs, and, you know, that's part of the memory holding. But
I think it was Mariota, Rich.
Was it Mariota?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sure. You know, the conversation is out there, but as Stone Street said when he was on Game Day Morning, and I fully support this line of attack in responding, it's just like, is there really the NFL, somebody saying, you've got to give more calls for these guys because we want to see Brady's records and the Patriots' accomplishments threatened? It makes it more interesting. We love Taylor Swift more than anybody else. And hey, officials, call more on the other team, call fewer on the Chiefs. And when you have a moment that is an absolute inflection point in the game, always side on the Chiefs. And let's have this conversation on a Zoom, and let's put it in writing somewhere that no one sees. You know, because it's nuts that would ever happen, because that would sink the National Football League to certain depths in a heartbeat. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming up, Chris Mannix in studio. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast. You're also saying the record's going to go down.
I'm saying the record's going down anyway. The guy.
I don't think you're off on this at all. Like, you're spot on here. I don't think this is an overreaction because we have no idea what we're reacting to. Come react or overreact with us.
Overreaction Monday. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's game over.
Over, man.